A standing room only crowd listened to County Executive Abley's 20-minute speech. He told supervisors he wants to spend $5 million transitioning people with mental health problems from the mental health complex to community facilities.
This plan provides better evidence-based care that will lead to better outcomes and more dignity for people who are often ignored or forgotten.
The county would need to find or create places that could handle people with intense needs or violent history. Abley's budget also takes aim at public safety, namely the sheriff's department. For example, he wants to shift park patrol duty from deputies to local police agencies.
The sheriff's office budget is $72 million. That's 22% of the entire property tax levy. The sheriff's budget includes an increase for deputies for courtroom security and for freeway patrols.
Abley's public safety budget is about $12 million less than this year's. Sheriff Clark had asked for an additional $1.3 million to station armed deputies at the courthouse entrances. A civilian force currently screens people entering. The sheriff did not attend Thursday's address, but did send county leaders a letter. It outlines why he thinks deputies are better equipped to provide security. The budget would affect other county employees as well. Abley wants to give them a 2% pay raise while requiring them to pay more for their health insurance.
The increase in health care benefits is due to the continued rise in health care costs and the county's need to align our expenses to revenue for long-term sustainability.
Among other items in the county executive's budget, more money to enforce child support orders, a $1 reduction in paratransit fares, and closing two indoor pools. Supervisor Willie Johnson has concerns when it comes to pool closings, particularly noise on the northwest side.
There are a lot of seniors that use that pool for recreation, for health purposes. So noise pool is going to be very problematic as it relates to some type of closing.
The proposed county budget would replace the indoor pools with less expensive splash pads and an indoor skate park. While the budget address only glossed over the 1,000-page document, Supervisor Deanna Alexander says she's happy so far.
The overview sounds like it's a good balance of making some wise, tough decisions, along with expanding services for the community, making sure we have a balanced budget and that we're not raising taxes.
Supervisors have until mid-November to hash out the details. The full county board is scheduled to vote on the 2014 budget come November 12th. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.